Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews from Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia. You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
A very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 8 years we've been asking the entrepreneurs of all in one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Chris Gothy, the vice president of franchising of Primrose Schools. And founded by Paul and Marcy Irwin in Marietta, Georgia in 1982, Primrose Schools revolutionized the concept of childcare, making education the key component of its curriculum in an era when all play and nothing but play was the accepted norm. We're going to talk to Chris about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822. Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919. Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 8 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs of all in one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Chris Gothy, the vice president of franchising of Primrose Schools. And founded by Paul and Marcy Irwin in Marietta, Georgia in 1982, Primrose Schools revolutionized the concept of childcare, making education the key component of its curriculum in an era when all play and nothing but play was the accepted norm. Hey, Chris, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Marty. I'm doing well.
Oh, that's fantastic, Chris. It's great to have you on the show. We always like to ask our guests where you're calling from this morning.
Yeah, I'm calling from our corporate offices in Acworth, Georgia, which is just outside of Atlanta.
Oh, that's fantastic. How's the weather there today, Chris?
It's not bad, actually. It's about 65, and
wow,
the sun's supposed to come out in about an hour, and we can't wait.
That's fantastic. Well, it's a good time of year to be in Georgia, isn't it?
Yes,
that rough
it is.
Anyway. That's something.
That's right.
You have an interesting background, Chris. You know, I've been studying your background, you know, over the last week. Maybe we could talk, you know, about, you know, how long you've been with Primrose and what's your role today.
Well, I've been with Primrose since 2013. My role here is Vice President of Franchising, and, you know, primarily what I do is seek and secure the right kind of people to become franchisees in our system.
It's an important job, too, isn't it? It's not so easy. Much easier said than done, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the first leg of becoming a franchise owner here. You know, and my team and I, we look for the right kind of people, and then we kind of run them through our system to make sure it's a good fit for us and for them.
That's fantastic. You know, one of the things that stood out about, you know, in studying your background too, Chris, was your, you have a real passion for education, don't you? So it seemed like Primrose is a really good match for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I really do. And not just education, but really for children and early education. I've been involved with it from a lay capacity for a long time, and I really love it, and I love being able to do it occupationally for sure.
Fantastic. Maybe we talk a little bit about the industry, Chris. This is, you know, it's an interesting industry that you're in. I think a lot of people might be surprised to learn that it's pretty much dominated by a lot of like mom and pops, isn't it? How big is the industry? Maybe we could talk a little bit about that.
Well, the industry as it relates to child care is really hard to kind of put your finger on, right? Because you have more visible companies and organizations like us, but then you have these smaller mom and pop organizations that really are one-offs here or there, and it's really hard to measure. But when you think about the consumer base for this industry, it's basically a working mother and father a lot of times, or maybe a working mother that's single mother or single father that are trying to work and raise children at the same time, and that's a lot of people.
It sure is, yeah. I mean, you know, Primrose has an interesting history, too, because I guess you can call them, you know, they really revolutionized the whole concept of child care, didn't they, Chris? Maybe we could talk a little bit, you know, about how do you describe Primrose, you know, from all the other systems out there, or differentiate Primrose?
Well, that's a great question. You know, sometimes the way we differentiate our business is not necessarily the way the consuming public differentiates us. In our case, it seems to be aligned. We come to the table with a fairly unique research-based curriculum that is age-appropriate for these children that come to our schools, so that they can get a kind of a head start in life. Those years of 6 weeks to 6 years are really high in the developmental stages, and our curriculum speaks to that and helps them get a really good head start before they ever get into elementary school.
Yeah, when we had Joe Kirshner on our show, it was about almost like, I guess like 2 years ago, Chris. I mean, she was mentioning her frustration when she moved into your state, you know, that she couldn't really find anything out there, you know, that provided education, you know, for the children. And as you were mentioning, you know, was it the first, you know, they say 6 weeks to 6 years is really a critical time, isn't it, for as far as children learning goes, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crucial, and no one knows better than she. I mean, when she got involved in this business in the mid-80s, she was a mother of two children, and she couldn't find anything that would care for and educate her children, so she finally launched out and helped start it with the Irwins, you know?
Sure, absolutely. You know, every year I keep saying I'm going to get up to Boston because they have that franchise and business opportunity show. Once again, I was unable to get up there this year, but I know you got up there, you know, over the weekend. Chris, maybe you could talk a little bit about.
Yeah, it was a fun weekend. You know, Boston's pretty unique in the country here. This show was at the World Trade Center out in the Seaport region of Boston, which is a really, really high growth part of the country. But one of the unique aspects of Boston that's kind of, we're starting to see it multiplied around the country, is that they place a really high value on education, not just early education, but education throughout the life of an adult as well. And that's just a wonderful place for us to start, right? Go into an area of the country where there's a high premium placed on education, because that's what we do.
A lot of our listeners, Chris, we call them aspiring franchise entrepreneurs. I mean, many of them have it in their mind that they want to get into franchising. How would you encourage new franchisees to maximize their relationship with their franchisor?
Well, there are a lot of ways, and one of the ways that we try to communicate internally here at Primrose is that they start early in the process of communication as it relates to honesty and openness and transparency.
Right.
I mean, these seem like qualities that maybe are real valuable in a marriage, but in a lot of ways, franchisor-franchisee relationship is very similar to a marriage. So what we ask is that, or what we advise is that these prospective franchisees begin that relationship at the very first stage or very first contact with the franchisor, and just be real honest as you can be about what you love, what you don't love. You know, what we're looking for is some kind of an alignment of values and passions. And in order for us to correctly identify that, the franchisee really needs to be able to, first of all, be self-aware that they know what their values and passions are, but then also be able to communicate that to us so that we can help make the best decision for both of us.
I think that's great advice. One of the things, you know, that we've also found in doing this show 8 years, Chris, is that, you know, there's so much out there today, and so many of our listeners, they don't even know where to begin because there's just so many industries, and within each industry, there's dozens of different franchises. What advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise?
Well, my first piece of advice would be to know yourself. A lot of times we see prospects come to us that are trying to get away from working for the man, or they're trying to get into a situation for some other reasons. And we ask them to just take a deep breath and stop. This is a life decision here, and this is a major decision, not only financially, but also relationally. Everybody in your family is going to get behind you. So take the time to really kind of know yourself. And then also take the time to really evaluate the franchisor and their processes and their training and their product or services to make sure it's something that you really believe you could do every day. Because, you know, after all, that's what this is. In our industry, it's a little more on the surface. We deal with children every day.
Right.
And you better love children to be in our business, you know. That's not so easy to define in other industries, but it's real easy to define in ours. So my advice for them would be to kind of know themselves and take the time to evaluate a brand thoroughly.
Yeah, know thyself. I think that's great advice. Regarding Boston, I mean, where so are you looking to expand in that particular area, Chris? And what other additional markets is Primrose currently looking to target for 2015?
Yeah, well, Boston is one of our hottest markets right now, Marty. We opened a school a little less than a year ago in Burlington, and it is doing fantastic. It is really busting out the seams. In a couple of months, they're going to have a waiting list in some of the age groups. We just opened one in Bedford, New Hampshire, which is considered, I guess, Boston Metro.
Sure.
We currently have franchisees in Framington, Woburn, and Natick that we're looking for sites. And that's an important piece, too. A lot of people that are in our system already are moving to Boston, and we're actively looking for sites in those areas. But we also have about 30 development areas that are already mapped out. You know, places like Melrose and Littleton and Maynard and Needham, you know, these are mapped out areas where we're looking for franchise owners that want to come in and operate a Primrose school within that geographic area.
It must be a rewarding part of your job too, I imagine, Chris, you know, is to get to be part of that that experience, you know, to get to see a new franchise actually open and you know, have that, play that part of their life, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the best. I mean, I get to help these young couples fulfill a lifelong dream. And that's a beautiful thing, you know, when you can help that dream become fulfilled, you know, and they open the school. And even like this weekend, I had dinner Saturday night with our Burlington operators, and I've been through this with them before they ever opened. And just to see the happiness on their face, how much they love these children and families, and they're able to sustain themselves financially. So that's a great thing to be a part of, no doubt.
It's interesting, and when I was, you know, studying Primrose too, Chris, you know, I noticed that there, it seemed like, anyway, I mean, that there was a lot of husband-wife franchisees.
Yeah.
Is that true, or is it coincidental? Yeah, I happened to notice several of them. I said, wow, that would be an interesting husband-wife franchise.
Yeah, and there's not a pattern, Marty,
right,
where they come and one operates and the other doesn't. Sometimes they're in it together where they're both actively involved in the school every day. Sometimes the husband, like in Burlington, the husband spends most of his time there while his wife continues to support the school, but she works
right,
a career position.
Yeah.
A lot of times we have the woman that's working all day in the school and the husband is maybe doing back office duties or being Mr. Fix-It in the school or whatever
sure
he wants his role to be. But, yeah, they come to us as couples most of the time. And because, it's, you know, think about the concept, right? I mean, it's we're 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday through
right
Friday as
right
far as hours of operation. And these families have small children usually themselves. So they want family time after work. And that's one of the unique aspects of our industry that's kind of different than a lot of franchises.
It is, and it makes it appealing for someone who just wants to continue along those lines, Chris, of working,
mm-hmm,
Monday through Friday, because there are a lot of, you know, franchise opportunities that we have on our show that, you know, certainly require nighttime and weekend work, you know.
And weekend, yeah.
You get people say, I don't want to work weekends, you know. So it is kind of interesting. Maybe we could talk a little bit more about...
I don't blame them.
Yeah, no, you mentioned the characteristics, of, you know, what you look for in your franchisees or some of them. Anyway, Chris, is there anything else that you look for stands out when you're kind of like interviewing a prospective franchisee?
Well, you know, I hate to kind of boil it down to something so simplistic as
mm-hmm
loving children.
Right.
And it certainly is a little more complicated than that. But,
sure,
you know, somehow, some way, these franchise owners are able to effectively and successfully communicate to these parents who are handing them the most valuable asset they have, their children. They're able to communicate that I will love and care for your child and educate him or her as best I can and as effectively as I can and like you would if you could.
Right.
And that's a pretty powerful message. So we look for individuals and couples that can communicate that effectively to us so they
right
can communicate it effectively to these parents as well. That's the formula really for their success.
Yeah, I think that's well said. So what's the training like then, Chris? You know, once you decide that, you know, you like them, you know, they like you, I mean, do they come out to corporate and does the training take place there?
Yes, they do quite a bit of that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
They come out for initially a two-day orientation, then another week of training, then another week of training before they ever open the school. Then right before the school is open, we go to them and train them on site. So that's kind of initially before they ever get opened. We provide so much training and support. But even after the fact, training is continued to be mandatory. We bring them in here. We come out to them in a consultative role and keep them operating at peak capacity, which is really the goal for both of us.
That's fantastic. So within the past year, Chris, I mean, what's been the biggest milestone or achievement for your franchise?
There have been quite a few that have been pretty exciting internally.
Mm-hmm.
We built our first two-story school this year, which was kind of exciting. I'd say probably the biggest exciting news we've had this year so far is we opened up our 300th school about 3 weeks ago. And it was really kind of an exciting Saturday because the same day we opened 300, we opened 301 and 302 the same day, just in different parts of the country. So
great.
It was a really fun day. It's a milestone for us as an organization. But quite honestly, you know, we look at the number of children that we're taking care of and educating and the number of extended family members as well, and that's what kind of gets us really stoked here internally.
It was great. It was funny because when I had Joe Kirshner on the show a couple of years back, I think it was the first time you guys were officially, I don't want to say a national franchise, but you're from coast to coast. I think you guys just opened
a
franchise in California.
Yeah,
you know, which
California. And it's
mild.
Doing really well, by the way.
That's fantastic. I mean, it's always great to hear, you know. And of course, you know, doing the radio show, you know, I follow Primrose, of course, you know, and I see, you know, the success of the franchise. So where do you see, you know, the company maybe in like 3 to 5 years down the road, Chris?
Well, the areas of the country, Marty, that we're kind of growing in pretty hot and heavy right now are certainly the Northeast. The Chicago region is getting some real good traction for us. And as you just mentioned, we opened our first school last year in California.
Yeah.
And we're starting to add some new franchise owners out there as well. We're looking for sites in Northern and Southern California for them. So those are kind of, you know, we'll see us continuing to grow at that pace. You know, we're also looking at some other opportunities internationally. But right now, we're just continuing our profitable, successful, measured growth every year over year right now.
That's fantastic. Oh, it's a question off topic, Chris, that I wanted to ask you. I know you're a guitar player. My son just turned 7 years old, and he wants to start playing guitar. Is he too young, or should we wait, or what do you think?
Well, do you have a guitar in the house?
We have an old acoustic, yeah, and I'm debating with my wife. I say, should we buy him one or not? You know,
No, don't buy him one yet. Just put yours out, put it on a stand, and leave it out so it's accessible. And it'll be a happy day when you see him pick it up and kind of try to play Smoke on the Water or Louie Louie on one string. It's a really good
Well, I know you play those things. I know you're a professional guitar player as well, you know. So I said, I have to just get that question in at the end of the show, you know. But I think Primrose is a fantastic franchise, Chris, and I think you're doing
a
wonderful job. And, you know, if you could tell Joe Kirshner that, you know, we said hello, and we'd like
to
invite you back next year as you continue to grow. I think you have an amazing franchise system.
Thanks, Marty. I look forward to it.
What's the best way for our listeners to get more information, Chris? Any websites that you'd like them to go to or any numbers you'd like them to call?
Yeah, the best way to find us is www.primrosefranchise.com. That's the best way to get me.
That's easy enough. And I want to thank you again, Chris, for coming on the show. And we'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com. Or you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing,
helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, which podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews now over 6 years and over 300 shows, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Ellen Dunn, who is a franchisee to the Wild Birds Unlimited franchise system. And frequently on the show, we'll ask our guests, why franchising? Why did you go into franchising? And I thought Ellen's answer was really unique out of all the guests we've had in 6 years. She spoke about the importance of having relationships, and you know, she even thinks of the franchisor and her fellow franchisees as friends. So I thought that was very clever. She also took an assessment of what, you know, maybe her possible weaknesses were and her strengths, and you know, she says that the franchise can help her with things like advertising or marketing, which, you know, wasn't really in her background. So we're going to play that clip for you right now and enjoy this edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Here we go.
I left me and started my own business. I always had a corporation behind me,
right.
And I knew that I needed someone that could offer me all the things that I didn't get from the corporate world. And after
right.
interviewing several other franchisees, I knew that WBU was where I was going to get all the things as a small business owner that from the corporate world that I couldn't get on my own, such as the HR and the marketing.
Right. So you were sold or you were convinced on franchising right away, Ellen. You kind of like knew that, you know, you wanted to be an entrepreneur, but franchising was probably the best alternative for your situation.
Correct, because I didn't, you know, I didn't have all the expertise for mainly
mm-hmm.
the marketing, the advertising.
Sure.
Because I always, as I said, I always had a corporation behind me at my other jobs. So I didn't know how to go about doing all those things on my own. And a franchise is the best way to get those items.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
And
did you know the category
really well.
Did you know the category was gonna be retail, Ellen? I mean, there's like 80 different industries, a Wild Birds Unlimited franchisee.
Well, that was one of the things I was nervous the most about going out on my own
mm-hmm.
was missing relationship building because,
yeah.
again, coming from very large corporations,
yeah.
I was worried about not having friends.
Sure,
and
sure.
I must say,
interesting.
I have tons of friends. All the different store owners, building the relationships with all the store owners here in New England and
right.
across the United States. I just have lots of relationships and the relationships at the Franchise Support Center. I can pick up the phone at any time and call any number of people to talk to and bounce off, you know, crazy ideas that I might be coming up with, and they'll either laugh with me or think that it's a great idea or
right.
tell me I'm out of my mind. And it's just been a wonderful support
yeah.
group. And there are people to talk to when you need those different supports, whether it's crisis management or whether it's just somebody to talk to. There's always somebody around that you can talk to or go out and spend an evening with. There's always somebody there to do that. And I really
That's
didn't
great.
Think I was going to have that support group anymore.
It sounds like it's the culture, too, at Wild Birds Unlimited that you enjoy, too, Ellen. And listening to, you know, I've never, you know, in the 6 years of doing that show, I like how you mentioned, you know, use the word friends, which I think is very powerful. You know, the relationship with franchisees and also the relationship with the franchisor. I think that's very powerful what you said. So I think that's fantastic, you know. And it sounds like, as you said, there's always someone to talk to, and you wouldn't get that if you did this on your own, would you? You know, if you called it, you know, Ellen's Birds Unlimited, you know, I guess it would be a lot more lonely experience.
Right. Yeah, and they are my friends. I mean, Paul is right up there, and I'm just not saying that. Paul's up there, and I mean, any number of them. I mean, I look at them all as my friends, and whenever I think of coming to the, you know, the end of this relationship at some point, it, to me, it's going to be incredibly
sad
because
they're
all my friends, and I value all their friendship, and I value their knowledge. They have great ideas. I don't always agree with their ideas, and I don't. And they always go along with that, and they accept when you don't agree with them. I don't know. They don't always like it, but you know, and they always accept the criticism. And I think in sometimes they let you go away on your own, and whether it works or whether it doesn't work, that's accepted, which is good to know.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.